Today's meditation will be about the resurrection. On your free time, there's many different episodes. Today we will meditate a little bit about the appearance to the seven disciples, St. John, chapter 21. During your free time, you can continue, if you wish, if you feel inspired by the Holy Spirit, to continue to meditate on this one. Or if you'd like, you can go to the Bible and choose one of the other episodes. They're all good. It's always difficult to choose which one to comment on because they're all so rich. Well, first of all, with the appearances of Jesus after his death and resurrection, I think it's good to mention that Jesus appears to increase the faith of his disciples. They've seen the crucifixion. You know, the one that they placed all their hopes in has died. Their lives are now different. The one they loved is no longer with them. They feel lonely. They feel confused, discouraged. And we may feel like that many times. So the Lord comes to our aid, right? He appears to the apostles. And in a certain sense, he appears to us too. Maybe not an apparition, but he makes his presence felt, he makes his presence known in those moments where we feel most abandoned. And the second reason for the apparitions after the crucifixion is Jesus wants to animate or encourage his disciples to continue their mission. Because it's not finished, it's only begun. And we may also learn from this as well, because we also have our mission. And the Lord is here with us to give us that courage, to give us the love that we need to keep going, to keep proclaiming his word, his name. Our God is alive. He's not dead. He's alive. And in this way, we spread the faith. And the third reason for the resurrection is also to console them for the coming trials, because as you know, all of the apostles, except St. John, they all suffered martyrdom. You know, trials will come in the mission that we are given. It's not all going to be a bed of roses. There's going to be a lot of thorns. And the Lord comes to alleviate us in those desolations so that we can continue. I'm going to start with the text, St. John chapter 21. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. We can start with that little meditation. All right, they're kind of discouraged. What do? Jesus is not there. Well, they're going back to what they know. They're going fishing. And that night, they caught nothing. You could imagine how hard it is to try to fish all night and catch nothing. You must be very discouraged. Not only that, is Jesus gone? You know, the one that they loved is not with them. They're going back to their old custom of fishing and not catching anything. So now the whole night they're tired, they're really probably cold, and they're not in the mood to talk. They're not in the mood to be with anybody. Right? They caught nothing. Maybe in this retreat, you may feel as though you've caught nothing. It's been dark, Father, all week. It's been dark. I haven't experienced anything. The Lord has absolutely disappeared from my life. I've caught nothing. Well, let's take a look. It's not over yet. Sometimes the Lord waits to the very last second to give the biggest graces. All right? When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus likes to play hide and seek with us. He loves playing hide and seek, and I love preaching it because I think it's so true. You know, he likes to watch us. He puts us in these little situations that seem impossible. He kind of sees how we react in these situations. Do we have the faith? Do we start to complain? Are we discouraged? How are we acting in these situations? Do we go to Him? Do we have confidence in Him? Do we have faith in Him? So Jesus kind of like disappears, you know, like He's not there, and He starts to watch, and He starts to like see what we're doing. And all of a sudden, Jesus gives them the little question, which is very early, the little question, which I think St. Peter and the rest of the apostles didn't really like. And He says to them, He goes, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" I like the word "children." You see, He looks at His apostles with so much love, with so much tenderness. "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And as you know, Jesus, why does He ask this question? Well, first of all, He wants them to admit their failure. And Peter, all he can say is no. That's all he can say. Who knows what he's thinking, but all he can say is no. So many times, you know, when the Lord asks questions like this, He wants us to admit our failure, which is a sign of humility, right? God wants His disciples humble. He wants us humble, and He wants us to know that without Him, without His help, we can do nothing. Even when we think we can do something very well, the apostles, they were like expert fishermen. And for them not to catch anything, and you have some guy standing on the shore ask you, "My little children, have you caught anything?" Well, I don't think they were ready to hear that question, right? So anyway, you know, tough St. Peter. No, he's learning. No. I think he learned from Jesus. Jesus said to say no when you mean no, and yes when you mean yes. Anything else is from the devil. So He just said no, nothing else. So He said to them, "Cast the net over to the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were able to pull it in, because they were not able to pull it in because of the great number of fish. So the disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." What I love about this particular phrase is, you see, first of all, Peter and the disciples, not wanting to fish anymore, they've already